You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here in KGYM, a Thursday edition. We are jam-packed today. We got a great show. Kevin Lehman, the coach, going to join us coming up in a little bit. It is our Off the Glass segment brought to you by Chris Lehman at ShootersHomes.com. We'll talk about college hoops. Iowa, Michigan coming up tonight, the Mo Valley. Iowa State's win against TCU on Tuesday night. That and a whole lot more coming up at the bottom of the hour with Kevin Lehman with our Off the Glass segment. We'll take a look at what's happening in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. State wrestling is underway with the traditional state meet. The 1As, or no, excuse me, the 2As went at it this morning, and the 3As in action right now. We got afternoon hoops in the Big Ten. Penn State of Minnesota just tipping things off at Happy Valley. Little 3 o'clock matinee basketball for you here on a Thursday afternoon. That and a whole lot more coming your way. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available. 319-366-1600. If you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, love to hear from you. That's 319-366-1600 as well. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and smart speaker as well here on this Thursday, the 17th of February, 1 month away from St. Patrick's Day. Plan accordingly. Mark joins me. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And yeah, a rare 3 o'clock start. I'm not sure why that is at Penn State. Not really conducive to drawing a big crowd, but we'll see once we Penn State off to an early lead, by the way.
6-5. Yeah, thankfully, Penn State usually doesn't pack them in at Bryce Jordan Center. I believe this is a makeup game, is why. And there could be something at night going on at Bryce Jordan. But at any rate, you got hoops in the afternoon, which is nice. Penn State is less than 48 hours coming off their win over Michigan State, so they turn a quick turnaround and they get back on the court. Of course, coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, it'll be Iowa and Michigan. That could be another reason, television, Mark. Iowa and Michigan coming up tonight, and that will be in Iowa City. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, as we mentioned, available to you. 319-366-1600. As we tip things off here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. And might as well head to Des Moines and get things started. Sound good to you as far as updating folks and what's happening?
Perfect.
Very good. State wrestling underway, as we mentioned, Class 2A getting things underway at 9 o'clock this morning with their first round. And after the first round, team scores, West Delaware and Burlington Notre Dame, they met in the first round, believe it or not, of the duels yesterday, and that may have been the toughest duel for West Delaware just to get to the semifinals. They are tied right now after one session, West Delaware and Burlington Notre Dame at 25 points apiece. Vinton Shelsburg had a terrific first round. The Vikings are at third right now. Sergeant Bluff, Luton fourth, and Osage in at the fifth spot. And some of the other area teams, Mount Vernon is in at number 19 right now. You've got Benton Community in at 26, along with Williamsburg in at 26. Independence, 49, Solon, 38 on down the line right there. 3A is underway right now. Their team scores look like this. Southeast Polk with 34 points leading the way over Waverly Shellrocks, 31. Waukee Northwest in third with 26. Bettendorf in fourth and Ankeny in fifth. Linmar and Iowa City West right now are tied for seventh place. City High is in at 13th. Also, Cedar Rapids Kennedy is 23rd. Cedar Rapids Prairie, 24th. Cedar Rapids Xavier, 29th. Wash in at 36 right now. Liberty also in at 36 right now as far as Class 3A is concerned. And if you want specifics as far as wrestlers are concerned, you can go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association's website and take a look at that. West Delaware, I know, had a good day today. Only lost one wrestler so far. Just to take a look at things as far as the Metro is concerned, take a look at that real quick here before we get started with the program here today or get into the program here today. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they went 2-2 in the first round with wins by Colin Flanagan and Alex Cook. That in the first round. They are just getting underway or getting close to getting into the wrestlebacks now as far as Class 3A is concerned. Tate Skoromathus fell from Cedar Rapids, Washington at heavyweight in his first round match. So a little bit of a surprise right there as far as the Washington Warriors are concerned. For Xavier, Christian Stanek in his fourth state tournament, he got a decisive win by Tech Fall over Dylan Marty of North Scott. That in 3 minutes and 20 seconds in the first round. As far as Prairie is concerned, in the first round, Blake Jaimo with a win by Fall. 38 seconds into his first match, and Alex Bumba lost his first-round match for Cedar Rapids Prairie. For the Linmar Lions, DeBow lost at 106 in his first bout. Nate Fish at 113 also lost. Keaton Williams at 120 also lost for the Lions. Braden Park at 126 won by DQ over a Waverly Shellrock wrestler. Hey, Nocteborn, a win in 27 seconds today by Fall. And then Austin Vandersee of Linmar had the distinction to go up at 138 against Ryder Block of Waverly Shellrock and fell in that one by a pin. Grant Kress at 145 with a win over Ryan Ott of City High. Tate Nocteborn at 170, number one rated, beat Porter Smith of Bondurant Farrar in a fall at 257. At 220, MVC matchup there. It was Ben Keeter of City High. Tech Fall over Griffin Schultz of Linmar at 220 pounds. And at 285, Luke Gaffney, the Iowa football walk-on, with a win over Tristan King of Marshalltown by an 8-6 decision there as far as Linmar is concerned. For City High, as we mentioned, Ben Keeter with a win. Ryan Ott fell in his first-round match. He had West and City High at 138. Grant O'Dell of West beat Jake Mitchell of City High by pin at 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Cale Kurtz at 126 won for City. Cale Seaton at 120 also won. In another City High-West matchup as he beat Sterling Warren of Iowa City West. Speaking of the Trojans, Braden Doyle lost at 113 by a pin. We mentioned Cale Seaton beating Sterling Warren. Kyler Scranton at 132, loss for Iowa City West. Robert Avila with a win in his first-round match, going for his fourth state championship at 145, won by Fall over Kelton Youngberg of Davenport West. Hunter Garvin at 152, won by Fall in 58 seconds over a Waukee Northwest wrestler. And Justin Avila was beaten at 170, 6-4 by Caden McDermott out of Pleasant Valley. That's for Iowa City West. And finally for Liberty, their one wrestler, Terwilliger, lost at 160 by a major decision, 13-1. So as I said, they're getting ready for the wrestlebacks coming up, and keep you updated with the team score on everything in Des Moines at State Wrestling. Always a lot of fun. 1A's will go at it then tonight, Mark.
Good job. Vince would be proud of you.
He would be. And you know what? The best part of the day today and the saddest part of the day all occurred at the same time. They had a very nice video tribute and a moment of silence for Wyatt Schultz and for Ryland as well before things got started this morning.
Yeah, that was very apropos. Seats side by side one another. Mark, this is not a seat to honor both Ryland and and Wyatt Schultz. So, the off and running. And having covered many state tournaments, this first day covering an area as wide as, you know, this radio station or the Gazette, pretty challenging on eight mats.
Even more challenging for our friends in television. I overheard so many phone conversations back in the day with John Campbell in the sports office or whoever it was. And why did you put blank, blank, blank on? Uh-huh. Well, we only have 344 people that we could show.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Waverly Shellrock in second, 81-86 right now for the Gohawks behind Southeast Polk going into the WrestleBacks. 319-366-1600. Thank you for the text. Do appreciate it out there. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a little bit. The big story of the day, not the dropping of the USFL uniform designs today. Although that was fun. Every hour, a different USFL team was featured. I thought it was a very good job by their people out there as far as getting the word out. Some good uniforms. Michigan Panthers, my USFL team, with a uniform very similar to their first one. They're all pretty similar to their original ones back in the 80s when the USFL came out for the first time.
Well, I missed that. My computer had to go through about 2 hours of updates today, so I got a little behind. But, season begins in the spring, I believe, right?
That is correct. We're only a couple, 2 or 3 months away. By the way, Penn State putting it to Minnesota, 16-5. The Gophers having to use a timeout. 319-366-1600. Iowa and Michigan coming up tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. 6 o'clock start for that one down in Iowa City. Both those teams needing victories. Michigan probably more. It's going to be an ESPN game tonight, by the way. Iowa 17-7. Michigan 13-10 right now. Wolverines are over 500 as far as the Big Ten standings are concerned. And Jerry Palm, in his latest bracketology, which just came out around the noon hour today, has Michigan the first team out mark. As far as his bracket is concerned, they'd be number 69 at this point. And he is the first, by gosh, to get the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, or one of the first, as he's got the State University of New Jersey in the field of 68 right now.
As it should be. I mean, a convincing win over Illinois last night. Rutgers does have a tough closing stretch, having to go to Purdue, Michigan, and Indiana, and also facing Wisconsin and Penn State. But they, in the last handful of games, this is a team I do not want to play, and quickly becoming one of my favorite teams in college basketball.
They took it to the Illini last night. That was a drubbing last night. I don't think Illinois played their best game, but I think you got to give Rutgers a lot of credit as far as their game is concerned, and a great crowd at the Jersey Mike's Arena Rack last night in Piscataway. But this is a team that is very, very good. And like you said, I don't think you want to see them in the Big Ten tournament or anytime soon. If you're a Big Ten school, they got a lot of good karma going right now. Iowa State and Jerry Palm's bracketology solidly in, although the Big 12 is down to 6 teams in Jerry Palm's bracket right now. But Iowa State is an 8 seed. Iowa, an 11 seed for Jerry Palm. He's got the last 4 in: Oregon, SMU, Indiana, and Memphis. First 4 out: Michigan, Florida. 20-7 Wake Forest, who about beat Duke the other night at Cameron, and St. Bonaventure. Those are his first 4 out right now.
Well, in terms of Iowa, Michigan, please don't use the word must. And I know you didn't, Scott. It's just another important game on the Big Ten slate. Iowa with a terrific net. Michigan in the 30s. Should be a whale of a game.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but Iowa has to go to Ohio State this weekend. host Michigan State yet, has to go back to Michigan, the second to last game of the year, and finish on the road at Illinois. So, you know, how big the, you know, how big is big, pretty much. I think this season more than ever, we've used that, tossed around that word a lot. And, you know, in a lot of respects, it's true. But I don't think it's a must for Iowa. It's important from the standpoint of protecting your home court against a good team. And I'll leave it at that.
319-366-1600. Your comments welcome. As Iowa gets ready to take on Michigan tonight, of course, Hunter Dickinson. Iowa's going to see a lot of the Michigan big man coming up in the next couple of weeks. Iowa and Michigan will meet twice. Dickinson, really good year. Maybe underrated a little bit with everything going on. 18 points, 8 rebounds a game. And he's got a running mate now, Musa Diabate, who's also having a very good year at 6'11". Iowa's going to have problems. It's going to be one of those games that you, in my estimation, you look to Ogundele to get some minutes in this game tonight. I think he's got to get in there and, you know, kick it in and dust it up with Hunter Dickinson, Diabate a little bit as well. But on the other hand, I think this is a wonderful matchup for Keegan Murray. I'm not sure Michigan has anyone. There are very few teams that do, but I think Michigan is one of those that really has a matchup problem going up against Keegan Murray tonight.
Yeah, I would agree, and that was the first thing I was going to mention, that as much as a matchup problem that Dickinson is, and we'll see what Kevin Lehman has to say about that, the same is true for Michigan against Murray. So Dickinson, you got to believe, is going to get his. Murray's going to get his. What about the complementary players? Who's going to step up on either side and get this thing done?
Yeah, and that would be the guys like Chris Murray, who's been very, very good as late. Peyton Sanford has been very, very good as of late. How much does Joe Toussaint get in this game tonight, chasing around Eli Brooks and Johns and people like that? Can Jordan Bohannon keep up his good play as of late? Just a lot of interesting question marks out there as far as this game is concerned tonight. What are your thoughts? 319-366-1600 is Iowa gets ready to tangle with the Michigan Wolverines coming up tonight. Love to hear from you out there. Michigan, as we mentioned, they are 7-6. Iowa 7-6 in the Big Ten. Michigan's net 37 right now. They are squarely on the bubble. They got off to a very slow start this year in the non-con. Played a better schedule than Rutgers did, but still had some problems getting out of the chute anyway. It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to get in. I think it's going to be, like I said, one of those games that you may not see a usual rotation that that Fran McCaffrey will put out there. But we'll find out at 6 o'clock, I guess.
Very much looking forward to it. And if you can't text, maybe you're at a computer, go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Will Iowa beat Michigan tonight? Yes or no? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his team for sponsorship of the poll question.
Wasn't easy for Purdue last night either, as the Boilers had to hold off Northwestern. But Purdue now half a game out in front of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Ohio State. Four-way tie in the loss column for first place in the Big Ten right now.
Yeah, just when you think Purdue is going to take control of this league, it had a couple of really close games after the win over Illinois. And I guess it's just a testimony of what this league is like, night in and night out. It's brutal.
It is brutal. Very, very tough. And pretty much college basketball this year. We'll see. Matt in Fairfax, out of the next three, I'd rather drop tonight and beat Ohio State and Michigan State. Well, I do believe Iowa needs is not the best word, but one out of these two would be a big spark at home, either tonight against Michigan or following that against Michigan State early next week. One of those two wins, Mark, I think would go a long way for this Iowa basketball team. It's going to be really tough Saturday at Columbus.
It will be. Did you say Matt in Fairfax or Matt the Michigan fan?
No, this is Matt in Fairfax. The Michigan fan is laying low right now.
Okay.
Matt's our good friend. And he got the final word as far as football is concerned. We know that. Yeah, he did. By the way, we can have our very first postseason team anointed tonight as the Catamounts of Vermont, Mark, with a win, can sew up a postseason berth either in the NCAA or the NIT because they would sew up the America East Championship. They are way out in front right now, 5-game lead. They can clinch tonight, get the number one seed in the America East Tournament. They don't win that. If they get upset, they're automatically in the NIT. And if they win, of course, they'll go into NCAA. Vermont's a good team. 69 net, 21-5 right now. They're always good, the Catamounts.
Yeah, they've got a good program. And punch the ticket. Go ahead and punch it.
Well, it's a postseason ticket. It's not going to be an NCAA ticket.
I care what kind of ticket it is. Punch the ticket.
Punch it. 319-366-1600 at 326. Got you updated on state wrestling. Penn State's up on Minnesota by 7 right now with just under 8 to play in the first half. Big Ten basketball going on right now at the Bryce Jordan Center in State College, Pennsylvania. Is Minnesota trying to mount a little bit of a comeback here. Again, 319-366-1600. And Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They open daily at 4 o'clock, and they are right across from the Lindale Mall, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
If you missed it, state duels results from yesterday. Your champions are Waverly-Sherrock, West Delaware, and Don Bosco, Lisbon, and Independence, finishing in the runner-up position. Linmar dropped a two-pointer to Waukee Northwest and finished fourth. We told you yesterday, Aaron Graves, the Iowa football recruit, who's doing double duty today. This morning, he was at the state wrestling tournament, pinned his man in a minute and 46 seconds. He is en route to a district basketball game for his Southeast Valley basketball team.
Jaguars.
Ashley Jones of Iowa City became Iowa State's all-time leading scorer on the women's side last night, but the Cyclones lost to Texas. Iowa baseball about to begin its season tomorrow in South Carolina against the Air Force, picked to finish third in the Big Ten. And finally, tremendous fire in Michigan this morning, destroying the clubhouse of the Oakland Hills Country Club, the site of multiple major championships, a Ryder Cup in 2004. Do not know yet any damage to the course, but that massive clubhouse, 100 years old, destroyed.
Yeah, and high winds up in the Detroit area today, and with the building over 100 years old and a lot of wood, just the firefighters just they could not contain it. They just let it go. And yeah, just a tremendous loss in the golf world today, because that course, it's got a USGA, it's got an open coming up, 2028 again. They redid the course a little bit, updated it, and modernized it a little bit. So Oakland Hills will be back as far as major championship golf. But reading things, some Ben Hogan paraphernalia. He won a U.S. Open up there, was lost. Quite a bit of other memorabilia lost as well. And just a shame. And, we wish those folks the best up there. 319-366-1600. Penn State leading Minnesota 21-16. With just over 5 to play in the first half, as Penn State looks for back-to-back wins in Big Ten play. We're going to talk some college hoops, and we'll take a look at Iowa-Minnesota for tonight and other things with Coach Kevin Lehman. We'll do that when we get a weather update and come back after this break here in the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the day today. Temperatures are going to be climbing into the low 40s, and it is going to be breezy with winds at around 30 to 35 miles per hour at times. Later tonight, mostly cloudy skies, stays breezy, temperatures will be in the upper 30s, and then tomorrow will peak in the morning hours in the low 40s. We'll have a cold front that comes through, bringing in rain. Colder air moves in, transitioning that rain to a wintry mix. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
If it's after the lunch, I probably wouldn't have fed him to the Tigers. I get a little ornery when I'm hungry, and timing is everything, people. That's why my sportsbook app has live in-game betting for football. I don't care if the game has already started. If the time to make your move is in the second half, go for it. Caesar's got you. Caesar likes to move freely. That's why I'm partial to the total.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Breaking Benjamin, live in concert. Breaking Benjamin, with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets this Friday. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
Lots of places are hiring right now, but Midwest Metal Products is where you want to be. Family owned for over 55 years, Midwest Metal Products has second shift production openings for a painter, a powder coater, and several other positions. Great starting wage and excellent benefits, including profit sharing. On-the-job training provided. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required. Equal opportunity employer. Apply online at MidwestMetalProducts.biz. That's MidwestMetalProducts.biz.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you in the Gym Class on KGYM at 3:32. Thank you very much for joining us today. Do appreciate it. As following us, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock on the airwaves here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you, taking you through this Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock hour. As we get ready to talk to Kevin Lehman, 96-63, letting me know Vermont played last night. Okay, and won. They played New Hampshire. Well, they're in then. Well, that makes it a lot easier. I thought it was tonight, so I'm off by 24 hours. But Vermont's in somewhere. They're in the NCAA or the NIT now. So strike the America East, you know, as far as keeping your total concentration on them for March Madness, Mark.
Got it punched, right?
Well, somewhere. Somewhere. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman right now. Coach, every Thursday is our Off the Glass segment, as it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and surrounding areas. You can find him online at shootershomes.com. He also, Kevin, is celebrating the fact Vermont is the first team in the postseason.
I tell you what, guys, I had that Vermont team at the McLeod Center in November against Northern Iowa. Might have been December. It was a long time ago. That was one of the best coach teams I've ever seen. They completely shredded the Panthers' defense. Big guards, 6'4 guards. I was really impressed by that team.
That's Tom.
I got a nice text from the – Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's Coach Brennan's old school, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got a nice text back from their head coach. I can't think of his name right now, but thanking me for the broadcast. Really, really, that whole program is just a class act.
Yeah. We have
Kevin, we've got a listener texting in from San Diego, of all places. And thanks for listening, by the way. Need to ask Kevin about his, quote, got next plates to match Shooter's B.B. Jones plates.
Well, that texter is, we know that the realtor brother's not working today because he just landed in San Diego. He texted me, I just wanted an SD, and I said, are you in South Dakota? But the DePaul women's softball team is going to play in South Dakota, San Diego. But they're going to play against South Dakota in San Diego.
Better to play, better to play them in San Diego than in Vermillion right now.
Well, he wants to report also that his daughter Sarah is 2-0, and she's got 15 strikeouts already.
Awesome! Awesome! Great start! Great start to the DePaul softball team and their season up there and her season as well. So there you go. Got next. That was the mantra for all basketball folks.
Well, that's my. He's making fun of me because he was trying to sell me some real estate yesterday, and that was the that's the plates, new vanity plates on my work truck. Got next.
Well, we got Iowa, Michigan coming up tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Both teams one game over 500 as far as the Big Ten. Michigan in a situation where they need this game for the NCAA tournament more than Iowa, according to most bracketologists out there anyway. I think it's a very interesting matchup because you got two teams that do not match up against the top personnel of the other squad. How do you see this playing out?
Oh, I'm right with you, Scott. This is a great game. I'm going tonight. I'm pretty excited about this one because I want to see Hunter Dickinson up close, all 7'1", 260 pounds. And he is having a great season for the Wolverines. If you look at his stat line, 18 points a game. He's also got 48 assists. And I heard, Fran McCaffrey talk about him in his press conference, how they recruited him hard. And this kid has a great skill set. He's made 16 threes, and I'd rather have Hunter Dickinson out of the three-point line shooting threes than in the post because this guy's also getting 2.5 offensive boards a game. That's the problem that the Hawkeyes got to deal with. But as you guys talked to earlier in your program, they got to deal with the speed. They got to deal with Keegan Murray. They got to deal with that at the defense end for the Wolverines. So this is one of those great matchups is who can control tempo. And, of course, the Hawks don't turn it over. So if the Wolverines turn this ball over, they're going to have some problems winning in Carver Hawkeye tonight.
Yeah, I kind of made the point earlier, Kevin, you might have heard that Dickinson probably going to get his. Murray's going to get his, maybe more than that. I don't know. But it comes down to the other players. So who do you see on Iowa's team maybe stepping up tonight?
I tell you who has really played well, Peyton Sanford, the last two games. He's been tremendous, and his minutes are going up, guys. He's got 15 minutes against Maryland, 16 against Nebraska. He shot it really well. He could be the X factor in this thing. And, Toussaint has really reacted well to coming off the bench, and I think it's helped both him and it's helped J-Bo free him up for more threes. So I like the move that Fran McCaffrey made with that little change in the lineup. And so now with Toussaint, you got some real energy coming off the bench. But, another guy you got to keep an eye on. I think Chris Murray is going to be a big factor in this game also.
Interesting. I'm with you as far as Sanford is concerned. And this is a Michigan team that's different from what Purdue does. Purdue has just Edie and Williams, and they don't play at the same time. But Michigan will play a lot with Diabate and Dickinson in there. And they'll move Dickinson kind of that mid-range, and he can pop out and shoot that three every once in a while. That's what makes this a completely different matchup than what Iowa's seen against Illinois and Purdue earlier.
Yeah, but I tell you, the problem we're going to have with that big lineup, Scott, is trying to guard the Hawks in what I call space and transition, because when they get out and in that running game and that court is open, it's like putting your guy in space on the football field. Keegan Murray's unstoppable. when he gets out there in what I call space. And the other guy to keep an eye on, you know, that freshman, Caleb Houston, highly recruited and highly touted for the Wolverines, has kind of been up and down. So you kind of wonder what kind of game is he going to have, because you guys are right. There's a lot of pressure on this Michigan team, because you mentioned Jerry Palm got him on the out. The same thing with Lenardi. He's got Michigan at his first four out. So this is a team that is battling for their NCAA lives right now down the stretch. And the Iowa team, I think it's very interesting with Iowa. They do not have a quad one win, guys, but they're a solid 19 in the net. I think it's going to hurt them on the seed line that they don't have those wins. And this is not a quad one game for the Hawkeyes. This is falls in that quad two category because of, I think Michigan's floating around 36, so they got to be 30 or under to make this a quad one win at home for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Michigan.
Kevin, how would you describe this game from an Iowa standpoint, and maybe from an Iowa fan standpoint? Is it a must? Is it important? Or just another big game in the landscape of college basketball?
It's a must in this respect, Scott. You got to protect your own home, your home court. I think that's why I would put it as a must, because you don't want to lose at home, because you got to jump on a plane tomorrow, NBA style, and go right to Columbus and play the Buckeyes. So this is a team with momentum right now, the Iowa Hawkeyes, and you want to keep that momentum. So in that respect, it's a big game. You know, every game at this point in the season becomes a must game, but you know, that's why coaches say, one at a time, guys, just one at a time, because you can't look down the stretch. Because I think this is a chance for Iowa to get some momentum, because you got Michigan State at home after you go to Ohio State. You're at Nebraska, a very winnable game, Northwestern at home. So they can run off a pretty good string here. I think Ohio State's going to be tough to win in Columbus, but they can get some momentum going. And this is a team, guys, they could finish 11-9 in the Big Ten, the Hawkeyes, and we would have never, ever. I don't think the three of us had that type of record before the Big Ten started for this Hawkeye team.
Nope. I think Fran McCaffrey doing a very, very good job. And speaking of very good job, Steve Peichel, Rutgers, holy cow. They dismantled Illinois last night. And 10-5, I know that you talked about Jerry Palm. He does have Rutgers in now. I think you're going to see that a lot. It's interesting. It's the old another one of the old arguments in college basketball for the tournament committee. Is it how much weight is placed upon the conference season as compared to the non-conference season? We'll get to that with Iowa State coming up here in just a little bit. But Rutgers, when they were hurt early in the year, late November, early December, dropped a couple games that were head scratchers, and now they're 10-5 in league play.
Well, I think since you changed the name from the Rack to Jersey Mike's Arena, that might have something to do with it too, Scott. A little change of name, because Rutgers has been really, really good at home. And, you know, remember that Geo Baker, although he didn't do a lot stat-wise in that game last night, he's healthy now for this Rutgers team. But, yeah, they're one of those intriguing teams to watch, because their net before that win against Illinois was at a 75, and you've got Palm putting them in, because, you know, that's what's weird about this net. And we're going to talk about it, I'm sure, with Iowa State, is not all quad one wins are going to be created equal when that committee sits down and takes a look at this. But Big Ten, we're looking at, seven, maybe eight Big Ten teams. Right now they're talking seven Big Ten teams in the tournament. I'm wondering if this can get to eight for the Big Ten.
Before we get to Iowa State, Kevin, let's look at the Valley, a league you're very familiar with. You and I survived at Illinois State after getting trounced at Loyola. A massive game coming up this weekend, though, as the Panthers host Missouri State.
Well, also on Saturday, a big game as Drake goes into Loyola. So you have the top four teams again playing each other in the Valley. And I'll be sitting in my warm confines of my home here on out here on the res, calling those games from my home studio, guys. I just can't wait to do that. But the Panthers, hey, as Jake says, and you guys all know this time of year, you get a win on the road, and I don't care what league you're in, you get on the bus and get out of there and take it. Loyola wins by 2 at Valpo last night. Same thing. This time of year, you just want to get those wins on the road, try to get back home, and this is going to be a huge one for Northern Iowa. You've got A.J. Green, top scorers in the Valley, going against Isaiah Mosley. Remember, when these guys played the first time, Northern Iowa and Missouri State, Mosley threw in 43 points against the Panthers, which are a pretty good defensive team, and A.J. Green had 33.
Yeah.
There's 66 points between those two guys in that game. So it's going to be a great matchup again. Gage Prim from Missouri State is going to be a problem for the Panthers. He is the best and most skilled big man, especially with Austin Fife only playing, able to play like 10 to 12 minutes a game. That's going to be a problem for Noah Carr. He's going to have to get some help inside.
Yeah, that's what kind of happened on Sunday. Things just kind of went sideways real quick in Chicago, which they often do for visiting teams against Loyola. I thought the Ramblers played a really, really good game up there against UNI.
Well, Loyola is 40-3 the last 4.75 years in league play in Gentile Arena. 40-3. Think about that one. And what they have that no one else in the Valley has, they got three guys at that five spot. Chris Knight, the Dartmouth transfer, had 20 last night, played really well against Northern Iowa. They got the 6'10 sophomore, Jacob Hudson, and then Tom Welch comes in off the bench, and he had a good game against Northern Iowa, too. So they can run three big, strong guys at you. Northern Iowa doesn't have that, especially with Austin Fife struggling with COVID issues, and look at Missouri State. They don't have it either. So that's what separates, to me right now, Loyola from the rest of the league. And you know what? Your guy, Ugwak, hits 3-3. He got 11 points, Scott, before the 10-minute mark. He had made a total of 5 threes in the 12 Valley games. He had hit 3 in the first 10 minutes of that game. And as my partner, Mitch Holtis, your buddy from the Kansas City Chiefs, likes to say, that puts a stone in your oatmeal, as far as your scout report goes.
Very true.
Maybe no bigger win, especially on the road, for Iowa State than the one against TCU. Kevin, would you say that?
I would, Mark. And I think we're starting to write off this team as they were going to fade down the stretch. But that was huge. And again, it doesn't matter how you do it. Get the win and get out of Fort Worth as fast as you can. Because, you know, TCU is a team that beat them at home. It certainly makes this Iowa State team look a lot more healthy. And, you know, we keep talking about these quad wins. This is a team that's they're on the bubble, but they have got 8 wins, quad one wins now, this Iowa State team. I don't know. This will be interesting. If they finish 7-11, guys, are they going to be in the NCAA tournament? What do you think of that one?
Yes. It would help if they won the first game at the Big 12 tournament, though. I'd hate to be 7-11 and get upset in the first round.
Yeah, great point, Scott. Because I think you're at 7-11 with what they've done. And this is also what we don't know about this selection committee. A lot of their great wins, Xavier, Memphis, Creighton, the Hawkeyes, those things happened before January 1st. Do they get weighted the same as those wins that other teams are going to pull off here in February and March? That's the big question. We're going to wait and see what happens.
And as we've come to remind people, this whole net thing is very fluid. Those quad one wins can turn into quad two wins very quickly.
Well, and to your point, Mark, Iowa just picked another quad one loss because Rutgers just moved into the top 75, which makes that loss at Jersey Mike's a quad one loss for the Hawkeyes. And here's what I find really interesting. Iowa does not have a quad one win yet. but they've got a net of 19, and I'm seeing seed lines around 7. I think what's going to hurt the Hawks, though, when it comes seeding time, their lack of those quad one wins is what's going to get used against them when they start seeding these teams here in the second, third week of March.
Yeah, and that's why it's interesting. The Big 12 right now, I know Jerry Palm has the Big 12 down to 6 teams now. So Oklahoma's playing their way out right now. And Iowa State, Oklahoma on Saturday is going to be – they're all huge, but that's a huge game. That's almost a must for Porter Mosier and Oklahoma because they've fallen on hard times as of late.
Yeah, no question. Brutal league. Once again, the championship of the Big 12 runs through Lawrence, Kansas.
It
seems to be that way every year. A few aberrations. You know, Baylor's kind of banged up right now. Some guys hurt. And that's what's interesting. And I think one of the big saviors, Scott, that you just talked about was when you get those conference tournaments, you can't bow out in that first round if you're these teams like Iowa State and Oklahoma. You got to get some wins, one or two in that conference tournament, or you could be looking at the NIT and not the NCAA.
Kevin, do you have a prediction on Iowa-Michigan tonight?
Yeah, I tell you again, guys, I'm fired up because I'm going to, in about an hour, I'm going to head down to Carver Hawkeye. I think the Hawks are going to be up-tempo this game. And once again, Iowa, who does not turn the ball over, I think Michigan State's going to kick it around a little bit. I'm not really sold on Devontae Jones, the Coastal Carolina transfer, the point guard from Michigan. Mark, I had their games in the CBI tournament when he was playing for Coastal Carolina. And this guy, I know he's racked up some assists now, but you know he was Sun Belt Player of the Year, but he was a scoring guard, not a distributor when I had him last year in those games, and they're trying to convert him. I think that's some of the reasons why Michigan has had some problems. And you don't want to go into Iowa's pressure and Iowa's transition game unless you got some really good guard play. And I don't know if Michigan has enough to hold up.
Well, Kevin, have fun at the game tonight. Have fun. I know it's difficult calling the games from your home, but you'll do a great job. But best of luck to DePaul, to Chris and the family as they're down in sunny San Diego. Wish we could be there.
We're all feeling bad for him because he keeps texting us pictures of the sunshine.
I
tell you, one good thing about this whole broadcast is I don't have to hop in a car from Rogers Park in Chicago and hump it to Cedar Falls, Iowa, because that's a 5 o'clock start Saturday and a 1 o'clock start on Sunday in Cedar Falls. We did that 2 weeks ago. We had Drake at a 5 o'clock. You and I had Drake, and we had Teron get the Missouri State Loyola game in Springfield the next day. And I tell you, it took me about 2 days to recover from that 2 day jaunt.
3 hours out of Chicago. All right. Kevin, hey, appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys, have a good one. And I'm predicting the Hawks to get a W tonight.
All right, we'll see if it comes to fruition. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us. His segment Off the Glass brought to you by Chris Lehman at Coldwell Banker and Real Estate. Real estate professional Chris Lehman with over 20 years working in HVAC design and construction. You can find out more if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas, online at shootershomes.com. That's shootershomes.com. Quick break, come back, and we'll talk bowling from Bowling Night in America after this.
Race the savings on a new Mastercraft door from Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Choose from our great selection of in-stock Mastercraft doors to take home today. Or personalize your door your way with our online or in-store door designer. Menards has the fastest delivery on doors with free shipping to your store in approximately 7 days. Save big on Mastercraft doors during Menards' Race to Savings sale. Savings good through February 19th.
Save big money at
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it was Bowling Night in America last night at May City Bowl, and this report brought to you by Tom and the staff at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the proprietor there, and our host of Bowling Night in America. A successful one again, Mark.
After a rough start, it indeed was for the Rusty Nails, winning 18-12 against Old Neighborhood Pub. Understand Mike Hoskins wasn't real happy about that, but deal with it, Mike.
He beat me in the last game, so you know I gave him a good feeling going out of the center last night.
Okay. My co-host got off the schneid, so to speak. He led the team last night, he being Scott Unash. Good job, Scott. But Rusty Nails maintaining third place in the Adult Evergreen League.
Heck of a night for our friend Joel Donner last night.
Joel Donner with his umpteenth perfect game and a very solid 837 series. That's just a few pins short of the city record held by Quincy Bruce at 889, but nonetheless, a wonderful night for Joel Donner. He had also games of 268 and 269, and we'll be at it again next week.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Looking forward to that indeed. And, yeah, great fun last night. Had a good time down at May City. And if you'd like to stop on by and take part in all the good times at May City, Mark, let them know how you can do that.
Yeah, a lot of information at the website, maycitybowlcr.com. Or you can always pick up the phone and call them, 362-0136.
Tired today. I stayed up too late trying to will you the United States women's hockey team.
Yeah, I gave it up after seeing it was 2-0 Canada. So I understand it ended up to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, 3-2. The United States just could not get over that hump at the end. And so the Canadians win, and they take the gold medal. The United States, the silver medal, as far as women's ice hockey is concerned. And real quick, from Des Moines, the latest 3A standings, team standings right now in wrestling, Southeast Polk, 36.5. Waverly Shellrock, 32. Waukee Northwest has 30. Iowa City West is 6th. Linmar is 8th. City High is 13th. Kennedy, 21. Prairie, 25 right now at the state wrestling championships going on at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. I think Iowa gets this thing done tonight, Mark.
It's going to be a wonderful game, I think, and I think it's right down to the wire. I really do. Unless Dickinson gets in foul trouble, unless Murray gets in foul trouble, so many unknowns in a basketball game, but I think it's just an entertaining matchup tonight.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and that'll be at 6 o'clock. Want to let everybody know, we got a great one on CRMLivesports.com tonight to close out the boys' regular season. Number 3, Kennedy, hosting number 4, Cedar Falls tonight at Kennedy at 7, about 7:20 or so on Kennedy's senior night tonight. Trey Campbell, the future UNI Panther, of course, for the Cedar Falls Tigers, and the two division champions going at it tonight. CRMLivesports.com will have it for you at about 7:20. We're going to talk a little wrestling tomorrow. Looking forward to that with our friend Dick Simmons. We'll talk Division III wrestling. Looking forward to talking about the national championships.
Absolutely. And early second half, Penn State leading Minnesota 36-22.
All right. Mark, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk then.
Todd and Alex coming your way next. KGYM.
CSX, a growing Fortune 500 logistics company, has